to bring your project to life. Visit Strider.Consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And we welcome you back to back here on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, as we're coming to you from Bomber Gymnasium here at Mountain Home High School. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Let's take a look at tonight's introduction to the officials, brought to you by the Master Health Bone Joint Clinic for all your orthopedic needs. Stop by and see Dr. Moore and Dr. Rutter at the Baxter Health Bone Joint Clinic. We've got Tony Watson, David Durham, and Matt Fisher. Checking the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for Van Buren and their Road Blacks, coached by Michael Kenny. They will be going with Avery McDonald, a 5'11 sophomore. Cam Schmidt, a 6-foot sophomore. Also, Havisha Johnson, a 5'4 senior. She'll be joined by J.C. Odom, a 5'10 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Aspen Cohn, a 5'2 junior. Mount Home and their home whites, coached by Del Leonard. They'll be going with Parker Husky, 5'8 senior. She'll be joined by two juniors, Anna McCarn at 6'4 and Lake and Moore at 6', and two sophomores, Libby Fosnes at 6', and Jayla Yonkers at 5'10. Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Anna McCarn jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Van Buren, it will be Cam Schmidt trying to win the tip.
Matt, this is kind of a dangerous Van Buren team. They are fighting for fourth spot with Harrison, trying to get into that fourth spot into the state tournament. You know, if Mountain Home wins tonight, they pretty much have guaranteed themselves a 1-3 seed with the way the numbers and math are going to work out.
Well, Mount Home has won the opening tip-off. They are moving right to left in this first half. Here is Yonkers with it up top.
Hit it.
She gives it to Fosnes. Over to Moore. Moore takes the screen, dribbles to the free throw line, puts up the jumper. Good, and Mount Home strikes first.
Great way to start right there. Nice little kind of rotation offense that we run. And Jayla was wide open, turned down the screen, hit Lakin coming off a wide open screen for a jumper.
Cohn with it, gives it over on the right side to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the corner, out on the wing to Cohn. Cohn dribbles near the corner, throws it out to Odom. Odom dribbles near the top. Mantone in a man-to-man. Ball goes into the paint. Putting up the jumper is Schmidt. It bounces around, does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Fosnes.
Nice rebound there by Livy. Good defense by Anna McCarn. She's going to be asked to guard Schmidt, who is a guard, so she's going to come up. She's going to have to be very, very mindful and stay down.
Well, Morrow's trying to get down to Fosnes on the low block. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Pointers. Here's Odom with it. Dribbles up top. Now she will give it to Cohn, who sets up the offense. She takes the screen, dribbles to the right side, is met by a double team, throws it down to Odom in the corner, down to Schmidt on the low block. She's looking to put up the jumper over Fosnes. It won't go. Offensive rebound by McDonald wouldn't go either, and a foul will be called on Van Buren on the rebound attempt.
Nice defense right there by the Lady Bombers. They kind of set a high pick and roll there with Schmidt and Cohn. Schmidt rolled. Livy Fosnes did a good job as Anna McCarn came off and hedged that screen, and a good interior defense by the Lady Bombers.
That was Schmidt's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Pointers. Here comes Husky into the front court, dribbles to the right side, throws it down to McCarn on the low block for the layup. Good.
Nice pass, nice little set play rolling around with McCarn. Lady Bombers off to a quick start.
4-0, Mount Home up, 6:19 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Cohn with it into the front court. Dribbles over to the right side. Husky right there on her. She'll give it out to Johnson. Over on the left side to Odom. Now ball goes to McDonald. Up top to Schmidt. She dribbles to the low block. Gives it back to McDonald. Her jumper's blocked. Johnson comes up with the ball. Ball goes to Odom. She dribbles to the right elbow, puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, a little high pick and roll. Odom, you know, Mountain Home did a good job on the initial surge. After that block shot, though, kind of lost track of J.C. Odom, and she can hit that little jumper.
That put Van Buren on the board, 4-2 our score, with 5:41 left in the first quarter. Here is Yonkers dribbling to the low block. Her layup was partially blocked, and Cone comes up the ball. She's quickly back the other way. Going coast to coast for the layup. It hits the side of the backboard. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Husky. She's quickly into the front court, gives it to Yonkers on the left side. She's going to dribble into the paint. Now she'll be tied up, and it will be Van Buren's ball in the possession arrow.
They're pointing towards Mountain Home here for some reason.
I don't know. They're giving it to Mountain Home.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, now the officials are talking.
It should be right. It should be green ball or Black's ball here, Van Buren's
ball.
Yeah,
there it is. Now they get it right. All right.
Yeah, Jayla got hammered down there that for the last possession, no call. Coaches were arguing for that call right there. She kind of got both feet in the paint, got timid, and got that jump ball.
Here is McDonald with it. She'll give it to Johnson on the right side. Johnson will dribble to the low block. Kicks out to Schmidt for 3 points. No good. And the rebound is knocked to Lake and Moore. She's quickly back the other way, giving it to Husky on the right side. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Fosnes. She's going to go back up with it. It rolls around. Won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Odom. Kind of hung on the rim.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was going to go down. Good job being patient there by Livy. Just couldn't get that shot to fall.
Schmidt dribbles to the low block. Throws it up top to Cone. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. And Van Buren has their first lead of the night. 5-4, Lady Pointers up with 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Husky with it. Dribbles toward the right side. Van Buren in a man-to-man. Up top to Fosnes. Over on the left side to Yonkers. Down to Moore on the low block. She puts up the turnaround hook shot. Won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Odom. She gives it to Cone, who's quickly into the front court. Throws it over on the left side to Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles into the lane. Puts up the jumper. It rolls around and falls in.
That's what Schmidt can do. She's a big, tall guard. 6 foot. And, you know, Anna McCarn's our biggest player. She's just kind of taking her advantage of her down low.
Cam Schmidt with our first 2 points of the night. 7-4, Lady Pointers up. Here is Yonkers taking the screen from Fosnes. Finding Fosnes on the low block, going into the lane for the runner. Won't go. And the rebound is lost out of bounds by Van Buren, and Mounts Home will get it back.
Got lucky right there.
3:50 left to play in the first quarter. Is Mounts Home inbound underneath their own basket as they trail by three. Inbound pass goes to Moore. She drills to the right wing, gives it to Yonkers near the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Gives it up top to Moore. Moore will throw it over to Husky on the left side. Over on the right goes to Yonkers. Yonkers going to dribble toward the elbow. Tries to throw it to Fosnes. Ball was a little wide of her, and Odom comes up with the steal.
Yeah, Jayla's playing timid again. You know, a couple games ago, we saw her be aggressive. She already had a couple shots she's turned down, and there was a pass that normally she would see her try to hit that shot, and she just needs to pass the ball.
Cone's three-pointer on the left side won't go. Mountain Tom gets the rebound. Here's Moore quickly into the paint. Throws it out to Yonkers. She's going to try for the three-pointer for the tie. Good.
That's what Jayla can do. That's why we want her out there, is to shoot the ball.
We're knotted up at 7. 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. Cone with it. She will dribble to the left elbow. Goes to the low block. Puts up the jumper. Partially blocked by Husky. It goes out of bounds. It will be Van Buren's ball. 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter as Whitten Coleman comes in for the first time in a few games. She replaces Jayla Yonkers. Coleman, a 5'7 junior. Glad to see you're out there on the floor, huh, Brad?
Yeah, it is.
Johnson will inbound the ball on the baseline. Throws it up top to Schmidt. Schmidt takes the screen. Dribbles to the low block. Goes in for the layup. It good and good.
Right now, we just have no answer for Schmidt. She's just kind of doing what she wants.
She's got 4 on the night. And Van Buren's back on top. 9-7 our score. 2:45 left in the first quarter. Lake and Moore loses the hand of the ball. Gets it back. Throws over on the left side to Husky. Husky will dribble toward the top. Gives it to Fosnes. Over to Coleman on the right side. Coleman will dribble to the elbow. Throws up top to Husky. Husky dribbles over to the right side. Down to 10 on the shot clock. She goes to the corner. Throws up top to McCarn. McCarn will find Moore. Tries to find Moore cutting into lane. Ball knocked away and stolen by McDonald. Back comes Van Buren. Cone with it. Throws up top to Odom. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by McCarn.
Good block out there by Anna McCarn.
Coleman walks the ball into the front court. Gets by her defender. Dribbles to the low block. Goes in for the layup, won't go. Offensive rebound for Fosnes. She gets the basket, and she gets fouled. Libby Fosnes will go to the line for the and one and to try to give Mountain Home the lead back.
Personal foul, Van Buren, number 32, Jayla
Stacey Odom picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Pointers here in the first quarter.
Good take right there. Good job. Good take by Whitten Coleman, being aggressive, getting the ball off the board, let Livy do her thing and come in and get that offensive rebound.
All right. So Fossus will go to the line for the three-point play, and she gets it, and Mount Tom is on top. Jay Leonker checking in as Louis Fossus takes a seat. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mount Tom's up 10-9. Sophie Goring just checked in for Van Buren, and so did Hope Odin, a 5'6 freshman on the team. Here is Schmidt back the other way. She throws it down to Goring on the low block. Ball goes down to Odom. She drops the low block, puts up the jumper. Good, and Mount Tom's going to take their first time out of the night as Van Buren goes back on top. We'll break with 1:45. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mount Tom 11-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, Mount Tom taking their first time out of the night after J.C. Odom was able to drive down to the low block and hit the jumper.
And now, we talked about this Van Buren team being a dangerous team, and they are coming out right now more aggressive than Mountain Home, and it's showing.
Yep. Now fouls will be called against the Lady Pointers. J.C. Odom picks up her second personal foul, 13th foul against Van Buren here in the first quarter. So she's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Lillian Gilbert, a 5'3 junior. 1:33, let's play in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Moore. She drills to the left wing, gives it to Yonkers. Up top to Husky. Back over to Yonkers on the left side. She drills to the corner. Goes back toward the wing, gives out to Moore. She's going to put up the three to try to get the lead back. It won't go, and the ball sails out of bounds. 1:20, let's play in the first quarter as Van Buren gets it back, leading by one. Again, excuse me for how I sound tonight. Cone with it into the front court. And a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Mountain Home, looks like. Whitten Coleman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. 1:13 left to play in the period as Van Buren will inbound it on the near sideline. It will be Gilbert triggering the inbound pass. Gets up top to Cone. Cone dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. It's met by a double team. Now they back off that. Cone still dribbling, throws it to Gilbert near the right corner, down to Schmidt on the low block. She puts up the layup, good.
Yeah, she's just living down low. She's just living down low. She's a big guard, and right now we don't have an answer. We switched Coleman over on her there, and, she couldn't guard her.
Ball goes down to Coleman. She's going to put up the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 43.3 seconds left to play. In the first quarter, Lillian Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Pointers. So Whitten Coleman at the free throw line for the first time tonight with, again, 43.3 left. First free throw is up. Good. Lily Foss is coming back in for Mount Tom, replacing Anna McCarn. So one more free throw for Coleman to see if she can cut this margin back to one, and she does. First 2 points of the night for Whitten Coleman. 13-12, Van Buren up. Ball goes over to Schmidt. Now back to Cone. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Down to Schmidt on the low block. She will throw it up top. And putting up the three was Goring, way off the mark. But Schmidt gets the rebound. And that shot clock
didn't hit
shouldn't
the re- it didn't. Shot clock shouldn't have reset,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, they turned it off, actually, because ball goes over on the left side to Odin. Ball up top now with Cone. Cone will dribble, throw it over to Odin. Odin dribbles to the low block. Her jumper won't go. Ball's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Van Buren. Mount Tom will get it back with 5.6 seconds left. See if we can take the lead back before the end of the period. Van Buren's pressing. Inbound pass goes to Yonkers. She's trying to dribble out of a double team. Down to one. Is she going to get the shot off? No, she will not.
Van Buren's playing great defense right
they
now.
Are.
They're the more aggressive team.
So our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one, Van Buren leading Mountain Home 13-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers, a family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art